all of us do things we wish we hadn't done. Sometimes we say we wish we hadn't done a thing when what we really wish is that we hadn't gotten in trouble for it. Other times we wish we hadn't done quite as much of the thing as we did. But once in a while, not very often, we wish we had not done the thing at all. We wish it could be erased. We wish we had never thought of it. We wish we could go back in time and not do it. But we can't, because we aren't magic. This is not a book about magic. This is a book about a boy named Iggy. You probably want to know why he was named Iggy, but I'm talking about something else right now. Iggy is what's called the hero of this book. Does that mean he's polite and nice and plays the cello and reads for at least half an hour before bedtime? No. Iggy is the hero of this book because he's the one who does the things in it. All the things he does in this book are bad. Every last one of them. It's really a shame you have to hear about such bad things, nice children like you. You would never do these things, you say. Do you remember the beginning of this book? You should. It wasn't very long ago. Just in case you are paying no attention at all, here is a list. Three types of things we wish we hadn't done. Number one, things we say we wish we hadn't done, but actually just wish we hadn't gotten in trouble for. Number two, things we wish we hadn't done quite as much as we did. Number three, things we really completely wish we hadn't done. You probably notice that this list goes from bad to worse. Number one is not so bad. We are a little sorry we did it, but still, it was fun. Number two is half bad, maybe even less than half. It wasn't ever a good idea, but it wouldn't have been so bad if we hadn't gone too far. We're sorry about going too far. Number three is the worst. Completely bad. We feel awful when we think of it. We're very, very sorry. In this book, Iggy Frangie will do all three types of bad things. He will go through numbers 1, 2, and 3. That's what this book is about. Bad things Iggy did. You will also learn about an important idea called extenuating circumstances. But not right now. Right now, I think it's time you met Iggy. He's in his room. He's going to be in his room for quite a while. He's going to get pretty bored. Some kids have computers or even TVs in their rooms, but not Iggy. Iggy's parents believe in screen-free kids. Iggy has tried to explain that their lives would be better if they let him have a computer in his room, because then he'd be too busy to do anything bad. Their answer to this was too complicated to go into. Basically, they said, forget it. But now, Iggy. Here he is. Yes, that's him. He's 9. He has brown hair. He is lying face down on his old hairy rug. He has to stay in his room until dinner time. It's 2:30 in the afternoon. That means he has 4 hours to go. This is his punishment. Part of it, anyway. He is also getting no dessert for a week. Plus no allowance next month. Plus he has to write an apology letter. He is supposed to be writing it right now. Poor Iggy. Is he lying face down on his rug, feeling bad about himself? No. Iggy is lying face down on his rug, laughing.